Motivational call. Thank you for joining me here this morning. If you're right-handed, take your right hand. If you're left-handed, take your left hand. Pat yourself on the back. Tell yourself, great job for being here this morning. Type into the chat. Today is a great day. Today is a great day. Today is Friday, March 8th, and I am thrilled to be with extraordinary you here this morning, sharing some words of encouragement. One of the fascinating things to me about the mind is this simple idea, which you've heard before, and I need to continuously remind myself. I don't know about you, but I need to remind myself of this, is you get what you focus on. So I can focus on what I want to create, or I can focus on what's not working. I can focus on what I want, or I can focus on fear, panic, worry, and anxiety. And it creates differently. My day goes different if I'm putting my mind on what I want to create, and my day goes different if I'm putting my mind on something I don't want. So I want to encourage you today to put your mind on what you want to create in your life. And when you come from that space, it's like there's like two versions of you. They're both you, but we get to show up however we choose to show up, right? Like I can show up committed, or I can show up I'm going through the motions, and they create differently. So today I want to talk to you about the path to sales mastery. And I know this path because I've walked this path and I've created a mastery skill set in sales. And I know how I did it. And you could literally follow my blueprint and you could create it as well. So I remember way back when I wasn't at mastery level, I wasn't even good at sales. And I had a worldview that I was living into of, I don't like sales. I'm not good at it. I don't want to be here. And the reason why I was in sales, although I didn't want to be there, my motivation was to work for a real estate investor. And this was in my early 20s. His name was Dante Pirano. And Dante wore Versace suits. And he stayed in the finest hotels. And he drove a Ferrari. And he had other fancy cars like that. And he was a multi-millionaire. And it's not that I wanted to be him, but I just wanted like a little bit of that success to rub off on me. So I went to work for him. And I didn't really care what job I did, right? I would have worked in the mailroom. I would have washed his cars. I was just wanted to associate. It was in my early 20s. I looked up to Dante, respected and admired him. I still respect and admire him. He's still alive. And so he offered me a sales job. And I didn't want to do sales. I wanted to work for Dante. And it happened to be a sales job. So at the end of my first year, I was put on quota probation and told I had one more month to hit my quota or I'd be let go. And that began my path to sales mastery, although I didn't declare it as that. I was just in my head like, I got to hit my quota somehow, some way. I need to figure out this thing called sales. I need to get good at it. I was not on any kind of path to mastery. But through the years and the decades, and now it's been 3 decades that I've been in sales, I discovered this path to sales mastery that anybody could follow. And you could get good at it, you could get great at sales, or you could master it if you were willing to put the work in. And so the solution is to always get better. Always, that's the solution. So if you came to me in a coaching call and said, I'm not good at generating leads. Eric, my problem is lead generation. I go, awesome. What's the solution? Get better at lead generation. Eric, I'm not good at closing. What's the solution? Get better at closing. How do we get better at closing? We lift the weights. We lift the weights. We work on our skills. We lift the weights. And so my path to mastery recommendation for you is what I call continuous sales improvement. And this is an idea for you to live into. And continuous sales improvement, the way I teach it, is you're going to spend 15 minutes or more, 15 minutes to an hour or more. Let me restate that, 15 minutes to an hour or more per week working on your skills. And there's four things we work on: your sales skills, your personal development, your product knowledge, and technology. Sales skills, personal development, product knowledge, and technology. You don't have to work on all four every week. But if you create the mindset, I'm going to work on my skills until the end of my career. Every week, I'm going to lift the weights, Eric. I'm going to lift the weights and I'm going to work on it, but I'm going to get a little bit better. And that's what I've been doing for 30 years. And within that, I isolate skill sets. So I pick a skill set like lead generation. Lead generation is a learned skill. And I work on it. I immerse myself in content around lead generation. And I work on that. And then I get better. Now, there's a distinction between motivation and skill building. Zig Ziglar was famous for saying, motivation's like taking a bath. You need to do it every day. Skill building's different, though. When I learned how to do this Zoom that you're on with me, or this YouTube, or this Facebook, or this podcast, because we're publishing today's message in multiple formats. So I had to learn how to do a Zoom. Now that I know how to do a Zoom, I don't have to learn that ever again. I had to learn how to use a piece of software called Restream so I could go live on LinkedIn and Facebook and YouTube all at the same time. I had to learn how to do a podcast. I remember with LinkedIn, as of this recording, you can't just go live on LinkedIn on your phone or on your computer. You have to go through a third-party app. Facebook, you can go live on your phone. So I never went live on LinkedIn because I didn't have a third-party app. And then I went and got a third-party app called Restream so I could go live on LinkedIn. And then I was like, oh, Restream will let me go not only live on LinkedIn, but on YouTube and Facebook. But here's the point. When I got on here today to go live on LinkedIn, I didn't have to learn that today. Why? Because I already learned it. But motivation, I needed every day. I mean, life's coming at us, right? I had three different things happen just this morning. People coming at me with different stuff, okay? So I needed some motivation this morning just to, like, you know, because everyone looks at life through their own perspective. So people were communicating with me and they were communicating what they needed to communicate. But it was also like, okay, I gotta connect with what's being shared here. I needed some motivation this morning. But I didn't need any skill on how to go live on LinkedIn. This is why Path to Sales Mastery is such a powerful idea, because the work you put in on lead generation, the work you put in, if you worked on that today, you'd have it forever. And this is what makes sales mastery possible. It's probably a 10-year commitment on your part. So what are we agreeing to if you choose to go on this path with me? You're agreeing to 15 minutes to an hour or more per week for the rest of your life. That's essentially telling yourself you're always working towards mastery. Mastery is not a destination. It's not something where it's like, I've arrived, right? We keep working on it. The path to mastery is we're always the student. The path to mastery is we're always the student. Now, I consider myself mastery level at sales skills. So I am that. And I'm always the student. So there's always room for me to get better. So let's end with a little bit of motivation here. You were born with natural gifts and talents. What that means is there's things, Neil, that you're better than 90% of the global population without any training. So one of the things I was born with is teaching. And I was born with patience. I never took a teaching class. And I never studied patience. but I'm better than 90% of the global population at those things. Not as like bragging, hey, look at me. No, just those are part of my natural gifts and talents. And I can acknowledge that. And you have them too. So you were born with natural gifts and talents. You have a purpose in life. In fact, you have many purposes in life. And it doesn't have to be save the world, although it can be. Some of you have that purpose. But one of my purposes is this simple. Be a stepdad to my stepdaughters. It's one of my purposes in life. It's that simple. So I think there's value in us acknowledging that we have a purpose in life. I think that's something that can help us with our confidence. And today, you can decide what level you're going to play at if you create that idea in your mind. In other words, most people are today, March 8th, 2024. They're not going to be thinking about the level that they're going to play at. Most people of the 8 billion people or so on the planet, they're just going to do whatever they do today. They're not going to go into the day with intention about how they're going to win the day. But you could do that. You could decide, as I decide, I'm going to play at a 7, 8, 9, or a 10 today. Every day, I'm going to play at a 7, an 8, a 9, or a 10. Every day, I'm going to play at a 7, 8, 9, or a 10. And you can decide to win the day in that way. You can decide to take today through the finish line. So what does that mean? That means today I'm working until 5 o'clock. And it's about 8 o'clock California time where I live. So that means, Eric, from now until 5, give it a 7, 8, 9, or a 10 effort. Maintain an optimistic, positive mindset. Focus on serving the person that's in front of you. And I can go out and I can create my day in that way. I want to share with you one last insight, and then I'm going to tell you about a free opportunity and a paid opportunity. My last insight, and this is something that Kevin Connect talks about, and I love the idea, and it's office hours. So office hours, it's not necessarily you're punching a clock. Like, I don't punch a clock as an entrepreneur, but I do have my office hours. And it means I'm putting forth the effort it takes to win in a weekly basis in terms of the sheer number of hours that I'm working. And one of the things I learned is if I'm having problems in my life, because sometimes problems come up that aren't work related, I can leave my problems at the time clock when I punch in metaphorically for the day. And then when my day's done, guess what? My problems aren't going anywhere. They're still going to be there at the end of the day. So let's say I'm having a problem with a family member. I don't have to be in my head about my problem with my family member all day long. I can set that problem with my family member at the time clock, metaphorically, when I punch in for the day. There's no time clock. It's a metaphor. When I start my day, I can let go of my problem with my family member. I don't have to spend time stewing on it all day. And I can go and focus on my work. And at the end of the day, I can go pick up my problem right where it was. And this allows me to focus. So the free opportunity tomorrow, Saturday, March 9th, I'm doing an all-day class on my best mindset ideas on selling. It's free. And if you want to attend with me, and you can bring a friend if you want, or bring your whole sales team, you can go to ericlofholmcalendar.com. There's a bunch of events on there, and you just pick March 9th, select that, and you can register there for free. So if you want to spend an hour with me tomorrow, or half an hour, or 2 hours, or the whole day, it's ericlofholmcalendar.com. Click on the button for March 9th. It's called Sales Transformation. Now, as far as a paid opportunity, if you would like to work with me beyond these free classes, if you're not a client of mine, you can check out one of my introductory offers at elitesalestraining.com. And there's a little offer on that page, and it's a way we can train together. It's very affordable. elitesalestraining.com. Thank you for joining me today. Let's all go out and win the day. Let's have a fantastic Friday. For those of you on Zoom, Dave, thanks for being here. And Leighton, thanks for joining us. Neil, great to have you. Thanks for joining us. Those of you out there in social media land, and talk to you guys later on Zoom.